I want to read Leviticus 25 again tonight. If you want to turn there, page 163 in your big Bible. I got a big Bible, for this is the year of the... I can't hear you. This is the year of the big. Hallelujah. So the Bible says in Leviticus 25, verse number 8, "And you shall count 7 Sabbaths of years for yourself, 7 times 7 years, and the time of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be to you 49 years. Then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, the 49th year, the 10th day of the 7th month." I believe that is July the 10th. July the 10th, "And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you." Hallelujah. So tonight we are celebrating a demarcation in the life of Calvary Cathedral. One that very few churches ever get to celebrate. We are here to start the year of Jubilee, the 49th year of the continuation of this house, the 7th month and the 10th day. Is this July the 10th? So here we are, at this point in time, at this point in history, there'll never be another day like this day. There'll never be another day that we start a year of Jubilee. Now, I don't know what 99 years would look like, the 7th day of the 10th, the 10th day of the 7th month, but we'll not go there because my mind won't get around that one. But I'm so thankful to be a part of a history-making night at Calvary Cathedral International. Hallelujah. So, as I was praying this morning concerning this year, the year of Jubilee, we'll celebrate now Jubilee from now until next April, when we will have the mother of all celebrations, and that will be when we celebrate 50 years as a church. Pastor Bob and Joy Nichols celebrate 50 years as pastors of this church, and Gene and I plan on being attendants, even if we have to fight traffic all the way up Interstate 35. Hallelujah. So as I was praying about the year of Jubilee, which begins tonight, I asked the Lord to give me a word about this year. And early this morning, he spoke to me and said that this 50th year will be known as the year of the favor of the Lord. To us as a congregation, to us as a corporate body, and to us as individuals. This is the year of the favor of the Lord. Now, Tony Haygood said the Lord gave him a definition for favor, so I had him to write it down, so I'll just read it here tonight. He said the Lord told him that favor is God's overwhelming influence on others to work things out on your behalf. God's overwhelming influence on others to work things out on your behalf. Gene and I told you when I was here Sunday before last that Gene and I had just returned from England and Scotland, and we had our flight scheduled for a number of months, and scheduled to leave in June. When we got to the airport in Austin, we began to get reports that our flight had been delayed. And we were to depart that night out of Chicago, and we had really pressed in to get a couple of four seats for us and our two gentry grandsons. So they kept delaying our flight until finally the announcement came that the flight, our flight had been canceled. And, you know, the devil, he will try to cancel out on you, cancel out on your dreams, your visions, your goals, the things that you long for, hope for, desired. He'll just try to cancel you out. But my youngest Gentry grandson, 13-year-old Brock Gentry, he said, "We're going to London." Because Gene's saying, "We better pray because our flight has been canceled." He said, "We're going to London." So I got on the telephone. I spent 3 or 4 hours with American Airlines, and I thought I had some favor because I have flown between 2 and 3 million miles with American. And so I thought I had some favor there, but they said, we cannot find you any seats on American to get you to London. I said, "Well, I got to be there because, you know, I got an appointment this Friday night. I was preaching in Southampton, England." And she said, "Well, you know, this is the platinum desk and I'm doing everything." She said, "Well, you know, maybe I could work something out where I could fly you to Los Angeles, then maybe fly you across to New York, JFK, and then maybe fly you to England." I'm saying, no, fly to Los Angeles, then fly across America to New York, and then, no. And so finally, after 3 or 4 hours, my daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry, she said, "Well, Dad, let me take it for a while." So she tried till 1 o'clock in the morning. They had her on hold, and she just went to sleep on hold trying to get a flight. She got up early the next morning, but there was no flights. And I said, "Well, it can't. How could this be?" "Well, all the flights are just booked." So finally, she called me up and said, I've got y'all a flight on British Air, and you'll have to drive to Houston." So I said, "Okay." So we drove to Houston. I got approached the British airline desk. I'd never flown British Air. One time, Gene and I flew from England to Scotland years ago, but I'd never flown with him in America. And as we approached the desk, the lady said to us, "Mr. and Mrs. Gentry, I'm going to upgrade you to first class today." So you got to know, when the devil tries to cancel you out, God has something bigger and better. So if you are facing any opposition tonight, you got to know that there will always be opposition to your mission, but God is a God of the more. He is the God of the extra. That means he is the God, he's Jehovah Jireh, the God of more than enough. And so Jean, she was funny. She said, is the first class seat by the window? I said, "Jean, it doesn't make any difference. If you're in first class, there's only 12 first class seats on British Air. It doesn't make any difference where you sit. Any seat is great." So I've not let her forget that one. So there we are, sitting in first class and with our own private suite, with our big screen television, the white tablecloth. And they bring me my silk pajamas to put on. I make my bed, go to bed. Now, the devil thought, he said, "I'll just cancel you out with American Airlines." But God said, "No, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you influence. I'll give you favor." And that's what the Lord gave Tony. God's favor is God's overwhelming influence on others to work things out on your behalf. So I'm here to tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that here as we begin the Jubilee, it's the year of divine favor for us corporately as a church and for us as individuals. I'm talking about we that are a part of Calvary Cathedral International. God is here to give us favor as a church, as a corporate body, and God is here to give us favor as individuals in this house, because we are the body of Christ. We are the church. I thank God for the building, but we're the church, and the Bible, Paul said, and we are members in particular. In other words, we are particular members, and we are enjoying the favor of the Lord. I believe that Gene and I have favor this year because we are members of Calvary Cathedral International. Bob and Joy Nichols, our pastor. And so we enjoyed a first class, I'm not talking about business class, I'm talking about first class. If you tried to buy those tickets, that would have been $8,000. So an airline that we've never flown with, they said, you just come up front. Now, how can you explain that except the year of divine favor? This is the year of the favor of the Lord. So there needs to be a proclamation. There needs to be a declaration. This is the year of the favor of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is doing incredible things. And there needs to be that expectation, that anticipation of what God is doing for us as a church and what God is already in motion and what God is doing for us as individuals, because we are a part of this body, which is now celebrating the year of Jubilee. In fact, I don't believe that God is just limited to us as a church, this particular house, but I believe that the body of Christ this year can receive that word, the year of the favor of the Lord. I was, we are really pro-Christian school people. In fact, we've started two Christian schools, one in Oklahoma City that now has over 500 students, one in Rockwall that has over 300 students. And we're just major proponents, and so we have relationships with Christian schools across America. And there's one particular school in Los Angeles that we've been following their progress for a number of years, and it's just been amazing what God has done, because the church sold the property that the school was on, but the school, the church moved to another facility, another building, bought another building, but the school really didn't have any place to go. So somehow they were able to stay on for a year on that property, and then 2 years, and then 3 years, and then 4 years. It's just been amazing. And no one's been able to buy the property. And so the school has just continued to function on that property. It's just been amazing. So recently, the land sold. And it was sold, it was bought by a group of Buddhists. And they said to the Christian school that Gene and I are in relationship with, in fact, I'll go speak to their leadership next month. They said to the Christian school, your high school can stay here. We don't have room for the elementary and junior high, but your high school can stay, and we will continue to let you stay on this property. The year of the favor of the Lord, he can even cause the Buddhist monks to give you favor. Hallelujah. The year of the favor of the Lord. What did he say? God's overwhelming influence on others to work out things on your behalf. Hallelujah. Erotu uri I u. For God to work out things on your behalf. On whose behalf? Your behalf. So they didn't have any place for the elementary to go. So there is a public school system, a California district school system, Los Angeles, who have a facility that they have been using for years while their school is being refurbished and being improved. Then that public school goes to that facility for the year that their school building is being redone. So they said to the Christian school that Gene and I are in relationship with, we have got all of the schools in the whole district, school district remodeled. There's no more remodeling, so we're going to give you a 15-year lease, and you can move in for this school year. The California public school system, and you know how liberal California is, and they're moving in now with a 15-year lease and a beautiful school facility. Why? Because this is the year of the favor of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's overwhelming influence on others to work out things on your behalf. Hallelujah. Does anybody need any favor? I'm going to take it. Hallelujah. Because God is doing incredible things this year, and we need to begin to believe and be filled with tremendous anticipation of how God desires to give His sons and daughters favor. Things that you never thought could happen is happening. I was just reading today in our hotel room, I was reading about the different the historical hotels in America, and I just opened the book, and it came to the Mayflower Hotel, where I'd always wanted to stay. And many of you heard me tell my story how several years ago, when I went to lead prayer at the White House, that I was able to make a reservation at the Mayflower Hotel. I got there. Tony Haygood was with me. My son was with me. Tony, you were with me, weren't you? This is a true story. One pastor said, I'm telling the truth this time. So this is a true story. Tony was with me and my son Rick, and at that time I was on Christian television, so Tony went to film, and we got there. It was late at night, and the person at the desk said, Mr. Gentry, all the rooms are booked. You were supposed to stay on the second floor. All the rooms are booked. However, I'm going to let you stay on the 10th floor, and then on the 10th floor is, as far as I know, one hotel room, and that is the presidential suite. And my son Rick and Tony Haygood and I went up there, opened the double doors, and I was reading today where there's 576 rooms in the Mayflower Hotel, but there's only one presidential suite. Now, I found out later it rents for $5,000 a night, and we stayed in that hotel because, I mean, I never stayed in that hotel before. It was not because I had preferred customer status. It was not because I was a platinum member with some credit card company. It happened because God's overwhelming influence on others. He calls that woman at the front desk to give us the presidential suite. He calls the woman at British Airways desk to give us a first class seat. Only 12, and we got two of them, even though we never flown. So it was not natural favor. It was not because I was a 2 million mile flyer with British Air. It was because of the favor of God. And so we can do everything in our power possible to get favor with man. There's a lot of people that they expend their entire energies to get favor with man. They're always trying to meet somebody. Would you introduce me to so-and-so? Can I get acquainted with somebody? So they're trying to get favor with man. But Jesus said, the Bible said about Jesus that he had favor with man, but he also had favor with God. But I'd rather have favor with God than favor with man, because it's favor with God that gives us favor with man. Can anybody say amen on that one? Hallelujah. So we need to come to a place of great faith, knowing that we are in the year of Jubilee. We are in the year of the favor of the Lord. Hallelujah. The year that God desires to give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. The Bible said the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said, "What can I do for you?" I believe that God has appeared to us and is appearing to us, and he's saying to us as his sons and daughters of God, "And what can I do for you? And what can I do for you?" And don't say, "Who, me?" No, just say, "Yes, Lord, here I am." Because I know that I am now in the year of the favor of the Lord. What is favor? God's overwhelming influence on others to work things out on your behalf. So he causes people that may not even know God, people that may not even profess God, he causes favor to fall upon you on your behalf, even with people that may not even know the Lord. So I'm here tonight to declare that with the blowing of the trumpet tonight, that we will make a transition into a new season. Hallelujah. 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 Say it, Johnny. Hallelujah. I remember when Gene and I made a transition from Oklahoma City to this church. It was a wonderful time. You know, sometimes transitions are not easy, but someone said they're not easy, but they're necessary. And so we made a transition in 1994. Pastor Joy met with us and said, "Revival's been going on for 26 weeks. What do you think about moving here?" So, "Well, I'll go talk to my pastor and see how he feels about it, because I want to make sure that it's a proper transition. Proper transitions are very good." And so we sat down with our pastor and his wife and said, "You know, we really believe the Holy Spirit is helping us to make a transition, wants us to make a transition to Fort Worth, but we want it done properly, and we want your blessings." And I just believe that's a very ordinate way to do things. And so he said, "Okay. We bear witness to that." And so they laid hands on us, and we made the transition to Fort Worth, and it was a wonderful time. Gene and I were so excited in 1994 to be able to get to move here. And then, of course, we made a transition to Roswell. When we did, Pastor Bob and Joy Nichols laid hands on us, prayed for us, and we realized sometimes transitions are necessary, not always easy. And then, of course, we felt like that we needed to move from this area down to be near our kids and grandkids. Hands were laid on us in the month of April, right here on this platform, and a transition was made. And I believe in making successful transitions, because sometimes it's necessary. And so we are transitioning now tonight into a new season, the biggest and the best. And Gene and I, we've made a commit with to Bob, Pastor Bob and Joy Nichols, that we're going to run wherever the finish line is. We're going to run with them. As long as they run, we'll run. And we'll hold up their hands. We'll be with them. Hallelujah. Doesn't take long to get from Austin to Fort Worth. Amen. Hallelujah. And we need to get out of Austin from time to time anyhow, because the sign says, "Keep Austin weird," and we know why now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to blow the trumpet tonight. We're going to make a transition into a new season, the best season of Calvary Cathedral International. Why do you say that? Because I declare tonight that the favor of God is upon this house. Upon this church. Hallelujah. The lady's waiting at the desk to say, I think I'm going to put you in the presidential suite. Now, what caused her to do that? Well, there's someone waiting at British Airways. We're walking up, and suddenly she says, I'm going to put you up in first class. Who caused her to do that? What caused her to do that? It was the favor of the Lord. And you must understand tonight when you come up to pray, which will be in just a few moments, that you are coming up as a man or a woman who has the favor of God upon them as a result of your faithfulness in this house and as a result of your passion, desire to do the will of God and to be a part of what God is doing as we begin the year of Jubilee. Okay, we're going to stand. We're going to blow the trumpet. I'll come up. Mr. Trumpet player, Mr. Trumpeteer, there's Kevin, there's Johnny. Hallelujah. We're going to blow the trumpet, which signifies or signals the beginning of something brand new. Now, folks, ladies and gentlemen, the ultimate goal of ours, listen to me, the ultimate goal of ours is to serve and be around until the final trumpet is sounded. Now, we're sounding a trumpet tonight, but this is not the final one. There will be a final one, for the Lord Himself is going to cause the trumpet to blow. The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the sound of the trumpet. The dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up with them together to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever, 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 ever be with the Lord. So I'm heading for the final trumpet. Hallelujah. So I don't want to fall out some way. I don't want to be overcome with some type of disappointment or discouragement, or some type of unforgiveness, or whatever may try to get us off the mark. I want to keep my eyes up on the goal to hear Him say one day, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now I'm going to make you rule over many things. What did He say? He said we're going to rule and reign with Him. So the Lord is coming soon. Hallelujah. But until the final trumpet sounds, we're going to have a trumpet sound tonight. It is the year of Jubilee, the 49th year, the 7th month, and the 10th day. And we have arrived at this point in time, at this point in history. And there's some things that I will never forget, and I will never forget the night of the start of Jubilee, a Wednesday night at Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas. I'll tell my great-grandkids all about it. I was there the night the trumpet blew. Hallelujah. And there'll be a guy by the name of, he'll be able to say, I blew the trumpet that night. What's your name? Huh? Tom. Tom will say, I blew the trumpet. Kevin and Johnny, they'll say, I was there to help him. Mr. Guitar player, he'll say, I was there on the guitar and the drums and the bass guitar. Hallelujah. This is the year of the favor of the Lord, the favor upon this house. Hallelujah. Okay, wait just a minute now. Wait just a minute. Hallelujah. Gene, why don't you come down here? Pastor and Joy, y'all come. Somebody take our picture here. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to join hands. And Gene and I, we're just, we've already made a commitment, but we're making a new commitment that we are running with Bob and Joy Nichols, who've ran now for 49 years plus. Hallelujah. We're running with them to Jubilee. And April is going to be an incredible time. We've set aside the month of April just so we can be here if we are needed at any point in time, which we know we will be. Hallelujah. So here we go. Are you ready, Sister Joy? Ready, Pastor Bob? Hallelujah. All right, here we go. We're getting our picture taken. We begin the year of the Jubilee. Let the trumpet sound. Just to stand here in the middle, let's just get all around them, let's surround them and saying, we're running with you, we're running now. This is the year of Jubilee. You have our full support, you have our full, we're giving our full measure. Hallelujah. So let's just get all around them and declare hallelujah. We're running with you. Glory to God. We're holding up your hands. The Bible said that when they held up Moses' hand, the victory was in the camp. When his hands were let down, then the enemy prevailed. Hallelujah. When the hands were held up, hallelujah, then there was victory in the camp. So we declare in Jesus' name, man of God, woman of God, you are surrounded, hallelujah, with our prayers, our support, our love. Hallelujah. We are thankful that you are leaders, and we will move forward in this year of Jubilee. Hallelujah. The year of the favor of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hey. Siri Brianna Mandara Batai. Let the trumpet sound, Tom. Hallelujah. 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 How many can say to our pastors, Bob and Joy Nichols, thank you for coming and staying. Thank you because you came and you stayed. Hallelujah. You came and you stayed. We're going to run to the 50-year mark. We're going to run. This is the year of the favor of the Lord. Somebody shout with me tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Kerabatiatai. Kiribatiatarabato. The year of the favor of the Lord. The year of Jubilee has begun. Hallelujah. Hear the sound of music and dancing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody's going to come out of debt this year. Somebody's going to get married this year. Somebody's going to take a long-awaited vacation this year. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to get a new car this year. Somebody's going to pay their house off this year. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody's going to get their marriage put back together this year. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to get a new promotion this year. Somebody's going to start a new business this year. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to get a major contract this year. Hey, yay, 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 yay. This is the year of the faith of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on up in the first class. Who, me? Yeah. All right. Ke briki tere briki tala brotere besere batala bakotie. Hallelujah. We not only got upgraded to first class, but the lady that upgraded us came and met us at the door and shook our hand. Hallelujah. I'm saying, God, how about this? Come on now. Come on, let's get our faith out there. Let's believe God for something supernatural, extraordinary things. Hallelujah. We declare that in April, some of you are going to give testimonies. You're going to say, I can't believe it happened to me, but here's what happened. Hallelujah. And we're going to celebrate with you. I declare that April is the year. April 2014 is the year, is the month of celebration. This is the year of Jubilee, but we're going to celebrate 2014 by sharing what God has been doing in our lives. Can you shout tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, dreams really do come true. Can you dream with me now? Hallelujah. Go home and write it down. When Gene and I moved to Austin, we put 10 things down that we wanted in a home, in a house. We got all 10 things plus 2 extras. Glory to God. God is a God of more than enough. He's a God of the extra. He's not God of just enough. He's the God of more than enough. He can cause the Buddhist to say, come in with your Christian school and have school here. I don't know about the favor of the Lord. Eto o to uri e e e o o o o o o o o. Play it, Mr. Guitar Man. Come on now. Hallelujah. Somebody's sowing some seed now. If you want to sow any seed into Dale and Gene Gentry, hallelujah, you can just make your check out to Calvary Cathedral, put it on here. I want us to encourage somebody tonight as we go and say, this is the year of the favor of the Lord. I'm believing for the big. I want you to encourage somebody now. Lord, bless the people that are giving tonight. Bless them abundantly, bountifully, in Jesus' name. All right, Johnny, here you go. Do it. Do it. Oh. All right, get into it now. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. The year of Jubilee has begun. Before we go home tonight, can you give a shout of jubilee? Hallelujah! The favor of God tonight. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Encourage somebody tonight. Hallelujah! Encourage somebody tonight. God bless you. Love you. Hallelujah. Whoa!
Ha, ha, ha.